Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold predicting an endoscopy report on Felicita Sanchez, date of birth 11/21/1961, date of procedures April 9, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold Sardio. Referring physician is Dr. Saeed Nasiruddin. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy from a cold bachelor. Indication is diarrhea, comma, abdominal pain, comma, screening for colon cancer, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, and form components obtained, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, malignancy, relapse, and patient period. Patient is brought to endoscopy to place in lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care period, a digital rectal examiner on period. A well-lubricated limbus video colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of a penicillin or bacillus fecal violent complex of the folds. Period, careful examination is made in the cecum, ileus fecal violent complex, and ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, subcolon, colon, the rectum period. The terminal ileum was intubated in a value period. A retroflex was obtained at the rectum period. Boston bowel protocol was created as a 5,2-2-1, poor prep period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 5,2-2-1, poor prep. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated comma last 5 centimeters, comma biopsies were obtained in light of the diarrhea. Next line. There was approximately 8 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. Random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon separately for histology and evaluation for microscopic colitis. Next line. There was diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp called biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 7 rectal sessile polyps that were all diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll have a discussion in the office with the patient regarding repeat colonoscopy period. Would definitely recommend 2-day prep for the next colonoscopy. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to 1 year, given prep quality. Next line, I'll open office as previously scheduled.